Hello, and welcome to Gamer Premonitions, Stranger of Paradise, Final Fantasy Origin, third title goes here. We have with us many future-sighted gamers. We've got Bob.
Chaos.
From Gigaboots. We've got KZ.
Bullshit.
From KZExcellent.com. We've got Mr. Feel.
I forgot.
From Mr. Feel's Wild Ride. And I'm your host, Dan Video Games from Gigaboots. If you've never watched Gamer Premonitions before, this is a series where we will tell you what's in an upcoming, barely in this case, video game before it's come out or been revealed to have been the case of it being in the game. We have four things each, four visions of the future we're going to share with you directly from our gamer psychic brains. So let's get to it. We're going to start with Mr. Feel. Mr. Feel, what is our first gamer premonition for Stranger of Paradise, Final Fantasy of Origin?
So late in the game, I would guess the second to last mission of the game will be a level where you play as Garland and it will be like the first opening of The Force Awakens. Or not The Force Awakens, The Force Unleashed. I'm sorry, The Force Unleashed. Where you play as Darth Vader, except you're Garland.
Yes.
It's very different.
And you will be unstoppable. Nothing will be able to touch you. Instead of the parry, where you stick your hand out and do the red energy, that will now be a God of War grab and kill.
Ooh.
Where Garland will just grab soldiers and like crystallize them and discard them and they explode.
That sounds awesome.
And I think maybe in New Game Plus, they will give you a slightly more medicated version of that class.
Half Chad, 50% Chad mode.
That'd be really cool. I hope that's real.
I'm already half Garland. That's the name of the mode. It's a giant title.
It's like it's like how Neo 2 has like 47 post game modes. Like in this one you're just Garland and it's just a floss.
And in this one you only get access to one class. It's Geomancer.
Yo.
Did you know in Japan that's Feng Shui Master?
Yes, I did actually. And that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah. Okay. I get it.
Well, that's very exciting, Mr. Feel. I'm really looking forward to I'm already half Garland mode and that sequence at the end of the game. We're going to move now to Bob for his first premonition. Bob, tell me something about Stranger of Paradise, Final Fantasy of Origin.
Okay, so we know you're going to fight the fiends from Final Fantasy 1.
Mm-hmm.
Each time you beat one, they're going to take a human form.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to take a selfie with them.
Human is lich.
Bob.
Yeah.
Is it so you won't be forgotten?
Yes, it's part of why you will be remembered.
Okay, that's good. We're changing history with some selfies. That's great. Which fiend are you most looking forward to taking a selfie with, Bob?
Tiamat.
I hope this happens, and then they give you a song to put in your phone's playlist.
And you just swipe through it using the touchpad. Yeah, look at all these pictures. Well, that's very exciting, Bob. Thank you for the vision of the selfies. We now go to KZ for his first premonition.
This one's somewhat similar to some of the stuff going on with Feel, so I might as well fire this one off now. Stranger of Paradise is doing an alternate take on FF1, while really being more of a Dissidia-like game, mixing Final Fantasy locales across history. While I predict the game is going to conclude with Jack Garland fully becoming the Chris Sabat Garland that we know from Dissidia, I feel like there's going to be a post-game dungeon where you get to do this scenario where you're doing an entire level that is just in Cornelia, just fucking things up as Garland.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to conclude with you fighting Dissidia, Warrior of Light. Mm. Where it's not four dudes, it's just that dude in the insane-looking armor. and it'll be the hardest fight in that game by far. And it just they get to play out the actual thing of, all right, you're the actual last fight in the game that you could possibly do is against the hero of Final Fantasy I, which is what I feel like they're building up to anyway, but I feel like that would be a cool post-game type of thing to do.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
He has his own holding out his hand, but it glows light to deflect your attacks.
Yeah, it just does a lot of summon sword stuff and other like light paladin stuff.
Just flips around and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, looking forward to the post-game Warrior of Light reveal. I actually don't know who the voice actor for Warrior Light was in Dissidia.
Yeah, I also don't.
Huh. Hmm. I'm trying to imagine the moment, and that's when I realized I don't know the voice.
Yeah, because I know Johnny Young Bosch is like Furion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have some good voice actor choices, honestly, in Dissidia.
Yeah, it's like it's really based.
Yeah. Okay. Well, now we move to me for my first premonition. In Stranger of Origin, Final of Paradise, Matoya's brooms, for people who don't know, in the original Final Fantasy, would teach you the button combination to look at the world map by using reverse language. In this, instead of teaching you something useful, they will perform a useful function. They will be replaced by Roombas, and they will collect items when you die and bring them back to you. So you will see Matoya's Roombas floating around everywhere from that point forward in the game.
Okay.
Just getting stuck on shelves and rocks.
I hate this because this is somewhat close to mechanics from Dead Space 3.
So that's, you know, we're modernizing.
You know,
we're modernizing the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see the like wub wub remix of Matoya's theme.
Mm-hmm. And they're going to be called Broombas.
Mm.
That's good. That's real good.
And that does it for our first round of premonitions. We now move on to the second round of gamer premonitions. Bob, what is your second gamer premonition?
We know people have a lot of problems with memory in this game.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is there some sort of medication you're going to recommend or some supplements?
No, but Jack has a solution.
Okay.
He's going to make the princess a smartphone.
He can make his own smartphones.
He can do that. He's from the future. He knows how to make smartphones. He has one.
Sure.
And that's going to solve everyone's memory problem.
Yeah, because she'll have some selfies.
Bob.
She'll have the notes app.
Bob, she's going to be like, I lost my phone. Nobody believes me. And then they're like, how long ago did you lose your phone? And she'll go, 10 years. Everyone said you never owned a phone, princess.
No, I had games on it.
I swear. It's one of the rare ones. It has Flappy Bird.
That's rare. That cost
$15,000.
Well, Bob, that's exciting that Jack's going to bring forward the power of smartphones to help everyone remember. We now move on to KZ for KZ's second premonition. KZ, tell me something about Stranger of Paradise.
Did you know that game's going to have raids?
Yes.
In addition to co-op special dungeons, they said it's going to have raids.
They did, yeah.
So for my premonition, I searched the astral plane of a few days from now to figure out what raids they're going to do to support this game, and I was able to enchant 3 out of them.
Okay.
So here are 3 raids that they're going to do featuring various locales across Final Fantasy to match the levels of the main campaign. First up, they're going to take from FF14 Heavensward, they're going to take Alexander, which is basically the summon from Final Fantasy, but it's a giant, massive, giant fortress with, like, mechanized, like, Megazords inside it, cool grind rails, another smaller Alexander inside his chest, some time mechanics. They're going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Another raid they're going to do is going to be Cyclone from Final Fantasy 2. This is one of the Emperor of Palamisia's big palaces. That's like a giant hulking tower that is inside an artificial tornado. You'll be able to venture through there fighting various demons, and then you'll have a fight against him for one of the raids. And the third one that I managed to bring out of space is Memoria from Final Fantasy IX, which was like the penultimate location in that game, the twisty, warped castle, where it's like you're there's like winding trails, there's ghosts that play that bad card game with you. And then you're going to be able to fight with the super boss from that game in it. Hades is going to be one of the bosses. So there's three raids that will be featured in Stranger of Paradise that you'll be able to bring all your friends in on. Really get geared up.
That's very exciting.
And whatever else I assume they are equipped to do.
I have one extremely important question for you, KZ.
Sure.
Do you foresee a light level?
I do foresee a light level.
Oh, that's good.
Once you finish the game's main campaign, they will introduce gear score, and it's going to be fucking terrible.
I was like, no, it's not good. Don't encourage him.
Absolutely not. I love when he enables me.
It already does kind of have gear score.
Yeah, but they're going to have another gear score, because that's what makes games better, is when you have more numbers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That is how Neo 2 gets in the post game with the DLC especially.
Yeah, it's like, oh man, the crack addict wants more crack. Thank you, Team Ninja.
Oh, that's very exciting. I want to see Alexander. Yeah. I want to see the giant Alexander with the tiny Alexander.
Yeah.
That's genuinely exciting. I'm, you know, floored that they got three raids ready in time for launch. That's pretty cool.
Now, these can be post-launch. This prediction has so much staying power.
It's got to be until the end of the DLC run, yeah.
It has so much staying power as long as the game also does.
Yes, I know. That's what makes it even more powerful. Please ignore it when the first raid is not any of those.
More raids.
Because that just means that mine are coming. They're still coming. Yeah. They just wanted to do Tower of Zot first.
Yes.
There's nine raids, and none of the ones I said are in. I guess there's just going to be 12 at least.
Man, fucking 10-year plan.
If there's any game I can think of in recent memory that should have a 10-year plan, Stranger of Paradise
is a game. Yeah. Well, very exciting. We now move on to my second premonition. Gentlemen, Team Ninja has made a Dark Souls type game in the past with two Neo titles. When it comes to this game, they will need to facilitate mechanics similar to Souls type games, and we've already seen a glimpse at it so far. In the game, there will be quick travel interconnects that will be unlocked to make traveling to the older, earlier parts of levels faster and easier. Here's my comprehensive list of all the ways you will do this. A ladder.
Okay.
A big rusty door.
Okay.
A big gate. It's real big.
Oh, cool.
An elevator that formerly did not have power.
Oh.
A fireman's pole that you fly up when you want to go back up.
I have a question.
Game of the year.
Important question.
Mm-hmm.
Is your elevator activated by standing on a button in the middle of it?
Yes.
Okay, good. Good. I just wanted to make sure.
A window you comically jump through and the camera angle is the same every single time.
Yes!
An escalator that wasn't working before because a comically huge boulder was on it until you turned it on from the top and the boulder was moved off of it very slowly.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. I figured with an escalator it would literally be, well, now it's on so I can use it.
Jack's like, no, I don't like stairs.
He refuses unless it's on, because that's not ethical.
A Tesla-like electric vehicle that will drive you to between two different parts of the giant flying fortress. And lastly, someone's bedroom that has two doors connecting important areas, and they are very much not jazzed about you going through their room. These are all the ways you will quickly travel to old areas in Stranger of Paradise, Final Fantasy Origins. We now go to Mr. Feel for his second premonition. Mr. Feel, tell me something about this game.
Well, Square Enix really likes secret movies. Not just with, Kingdom Hearts, but like World of Final Fantasy also has a secret movie.
Yes.
Stranger of Paradise will be a secret movie, and the secret movie will just be them basically going on like a meta narrative, on a meta thing. Basically just going, yeah, we're making a real Dissidia game, don't worry.
Thank you.
Jack will become Chaos, and then the post-credits movie will be, oh, he just turned into Dissidia Chaos, we're making a Dissidia game.
Thank you. Make a normal one. With RPG mechanics and stuff like the good one. Please.
They do it, and then they have these awful equipment systems from this game, so every character looks hideous.
Yes!
I mean, to be fair, I do want to see Tara Branford in some hideous armor.
Dude.
Yeah, I'm going to need Tara to look like she fell out of a Hot Topic, like when you hit the optimize gear button in this game.
Yes. I need to see Kefka going full Juggalo.
I really genuinely look forward to that secret movie. I need that. This is important. Possibly the most important thing so far. That ends our second round of Gamer Premonition. And we now move into our third round. We start off with KZ. KZ, tell me yet another thing about Stranger of Paradise.
Well, Final Fantasy 1 is a story about time loops. From its very inception, they're like, okay, what's our story? Well, Garland created an infinite time loop so he could win. So there's no doubt in my mind that this game's concluding conflict will be Jack trying to fight Chaos, who is him becoming Chaos, but he can still fight Chaos.
Mm-hmm.
So for the final level, since every single level is seemingly taking from some sort of Final Fantasy game, this one's going to take the interdimensional rift from Final Fantasy V. And that's going to be your final zone in the game.
Dang it.
And similar to the source of FF5, we're going to take the concept that Stranger of Paradise already has, where they reuse old levels for side missions. Mm-hmm. And there will be a side mission that goes about the same, but it makes you go off to the side in one of the areas, and then you start hitting up a cave, and then you see a really stupid robot in the form of Omega from FF5, one of the super bosses, and you will fight it, and it'll be one of the harder things in the game. However, they will change it to be like, no, this is the first Final Fantasy 1 robot boss they ever made. War mech, all one word.
Yes, war mech. Very strong.
So they will. It is clearly just going to be Omega, like down to the aesthetics and just mm-hmm. it being like this four-legged walkie robot thing.
Mm-hmm.
But they will keep like the original look for it. So that's my third premonition.
So I actually have an addition on top of the first part of your premonition.
Okay.
It is not going to be that place for Final Fantasy V.
All right.
The cosmic dimension in which you have that final battle
mm-hmm.
will be the god dimension from the ending of Lightning Returns.
We gotta go back.
And then we cut to Jack on a train.
Yes! The difference here, not France, Detroit.
Yes!
Oh, I thought he was just gonna be upset he was stuck in France.
It wouldn't kill you to smile.
I just wish my protagonist would smile more.
Yeah. Got some real customer energy with, hey, Jack, you should smile more.
I say that and I keep thinking of that edit of him face-apped.
It's really good.
When Chaos is dead.
Okay, we now move on to my third premonition. This gets complicated. It is a bit of a bummer. Stranger of Paradise will be the latest in video games where the best performing and best all-around version of the game will be the PS4 edition running on the PS5.
I'm really worried that's going to be the case.
Second place goes to the Xbox Series X in theory if you have a really, really nice TV with variable refresh rate.
God darn.
And know to turn off auto HDR.
Otherwise, Jack will bake. I'm here to kill chaos. Bacon crispy sound.
He just moves and you hear bacon frying.
You know, it starts with a search for the finest ingredients. But yes, this will...
Is that a water kettle here in the background?
It's time for cup noodle, baby.
But yeah, this will definitely follow up on Elden Ring's great performance coming earlier this year, only slightly, by ending up at the exact same spot somehow.
Good.
The worst performing version somehow will be forcing the Series X to play the Xbox One version.
No!
If you thread that needle somehow of owning an Xbox One version and refusing to be connected to the internet.
No, you have to connect to authenticate, but tell it no, it's not allowed to update, and then disconnect from the internet, and then you can play it.
Oh my God.
Because they still do the online authentication on Series X for Xbox One games. Even on disc.
I'm going to need someone to test that.
It would be fantastic if Digital Foundry looked into that, but I really doubt it.
They won't, so it's going to have to be you.
Oh, no. Absolutely not. No, thank you. With that out of the way, we now go to Mr. Feel for his third Gamer Premonition.
So, in the DLC of these games, of this game, we'll have Jack beating the shit out of a lot of iconic Final Fantasy antagonists, but since they obviously can't have Jack, like, crystallize and rip Kefka in half,
are you sure?
They will be portrayed as memories, so you will fight who is transparently Sephiroth, but it will be called, like, One-Winged Memory, and his face will be, like, blurred out, but
it's
Jack will indeed punch him and turn him into crystal and then explode him.
See, I was thinking the Dissidia thing where they had the weird versions of them that were purple and had that insane voice filter.
Oh God, yeah.
Where like their lines sounded like squelches.
Here I was thinking you'd do it, you'd do the full kill, and then they turn into a puppet, and it's like, yeah, it was fake.
What did they use the move substitute?
That could be true. That could be the true. Like Gilgamesh is just fucking with you.
I mean, yeah. I think it's Shantotto does that if she loses. She falls down and explodes. I think in the new Dissidia into a puppet.
That's really
where
funny.
It's like, no, she was not actually here. If she loses,
sorry, Shantotto can't lose. She's like, sorry, I never lose.
It's like how in one of those Marvel fighting games, if you beat Dr. Doom, he just explodes and he's a Doom bot. He's not the real Dr. Doom. He didn't lose.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
God.
Well, that's really exciting. That's a great DLC plan. We now move on to Bob for his third premonition.
I, too, have a DLC plan, and I think mine's the most surefire one.
Okay.
We've heard all night.
Mm-hmm.
There will be a Nier Automata crossover, so you'll get the outfits... You'll get a level written by Yoko Taro.
Ooh.
And it'll be nonsense. But we have to all agree it's canon, so we can't say anything bad about it.
I'm very excited for Jack to be wearing 2B's outfit.
Yeah, of course.
You know, when you started with that, I immediately got tired. Where I'm like, Nier Automata is becoming Persona 4.
A little bit.
But you said Yoko Taro will write it, and I'm like, okay, at least there's something, because otherwise I was like, I'm melting.
They will do it to every
game. Bitch again.
Jack finds 9S trying to subscribe to 2B's OnlyFans and just like stomps on his face and crystallizes.
Dude, that voice actor for 9S screaming as he gets stomped would be so funny.
Okay, now I'm getting down for it.
That would be so freaking good.
Let me just punch that idiot.
Well, Bob, that is an exciting DLC plan.
It definitely seems like the Square Enix special.
We're now moving to the final round of Gamer Premonitions.
Ooh.
This is it. The line, the needle's almost at E. This is where it all ends. No time loop here. You're not going to end up back at the beginning of this episode. Then again, that might help our view length.
can you just hit the reset button?
Yeah, guys, can you just right click and hit loop and then leave your computer listening to this on YouTube forever? Anyway. my final premonition. Geomancer Java's DLC. But actually, since I said that at the beginning, unfortunately, Matoya will get a redesign in this game. Matoya will be turned into what is, I believe, in the industry called a MILF, because unattractive people are simply not allowed in Stranger of Paradise.
Wow, someone needs to tell the person who designed every single character in that game.
Yeah, that's rough.
You know, you make a good point, Dan, because they introduced Astos, the dark elf king.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And he's like a little goblin dude in the original.
Yes.
And now he's a twink.
Yeah, no, they made him into a twink.
He still looks pretty goblin-y, though.
Of course, but he's still like, you know.
his hands look wrong.
Let me put it this way. They're 7th gen handsome.
Yes, there you go.
Everyone in this is 7th gen attractive.
You know, Jack would slot in perfectly next to Cole McGrath.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
They're just hanging out, broing out.
God, imagine how fast that franchise would be solved if Jack was there.
I don't know. I just imagine somebody trying to guilt trip Jack over not doing the correct thing, and he turns them into crystal and smashes them. Feel like that dude does not give a shit.
It's like, here's your two morality choices, and the only difference
chaos.
Is, yeah, here are the two morality choices. They're the same result, but the crystals are either blue or red.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Wow, it's so close to Infamous. I can't tell the difference.
I'm gonna crystallize both of my girlfriends.
That'd help.
It's really funny because at the end of Second Son, Jack still just crystallized his grandma. We now move to Mr. Feel for his final premonition.
So, obviously Jack isn't the Warrior of Light. I think the pink-haired guy is the Warrior of Light. Jed?
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
Is, I think, his name. Because if you put him in red armor, he looks like the fighter in Final Fantasy I.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is true, because Dissidia NT has an alt that does kind of look a little bit like Jed.
So I think Jed will be the Warrior of Light who's like, I'm going to save Garland on these time loops. And that the last mission of the game, after you playing as Garland and fucking shit up, like my first premonition, will be playing as Jed. That'll have all your classes and everything still.
Right.
But it'll be like, no, go through the actual version of Chaos Shrine and fight real Garland. And that'll be like the final thing of the game. Unless they do some crazy New Game Plus stuff, which could always happen.
God, that seems the most possible.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you do that, you're back to 4 people.
Yeah.
Because then you'd just have the, you'd have the 2 girls, the 2 guys, and... Oh man, yeah, that. Why you making one that's super possible? Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I always bring things that will absolutely happen. That's how the show works.
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. Everything came true.
Ever. Yeah.
Hey, my Bloodstained ones were perfect.
All I remember is the release date and price. We now go to Bob,
and those were both right.
Hey, one of my premonitions was there's going to be a girl in it.
We now go to Bob. Bob, what is your final gamer premonition?
All right. So we don't know much about Jack as a person outside of his want to kill chaos.
Stranger of Paradise. Final Fantasy.
Oh, you're still going. I see.
you fucking prick.
So we're going to find out more about Jack. We're going to get a scene in a diner where Jack tells them about how a hamburger is the best food ever made.
Yes, that is the shit I need from this game.
It may be a Whack Donald's, I'm not sure.
No, it's gonna be like the Cornaria version of McDonald's.
Yeah.
Is it gonna be like McRonald's or whatever was in Coming to America?
Yeah, they may be in the real world at this point. I'm not sure.
Lightning walks by in the background because she is also now in the real world.
Lightning walks by and buys a thing of Wonder Bread.
Yes!
No!
The podcast accidentally becomes a 10.
Okay. Okay. I'm good. Look, I'll tolerate that. I'll tolerate the lightning shit if you can get Rydia in a McDonald's worker outfit. Got some real Chio-chan energy from that. We now move to KZ. KZ, what is the final gamer premonition for Stranger of Paradise, Final Fantasy of Origin?
Well, we've seen Jack Garland pull out his phone and play some Limp Bizkit S track in the game immediately after the game's like first level or whatever. And we know based on the game's main theme song that they released in like the final trailer, where the producer said, no, he also likes that song too. and I'm starting to go insane. And then the voices tell me that no less than 6 times in this game's story, he will pull out his phone and start listening to music. Ooh. And each time it will be a unique song. And by the end of the game, you will have the truest understanding of a video game character's musical tastes than you ever thought you could have.
Okay. That's important. I'm just glad we just narrowly dodged it. And then the song ends, and then he clicks over to his podcast feed. Chaos runs a podcast.
And he clicks over to YouTube and is like, yes, I want to watch a video essay about how Walter White was right.
And this podcast is being hosted by, is that Prompto from Final Fantasy 15?
If Jack spent this whole game listening to a podcast made by Chaos and yelling at it, this game would go up by 10 points.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course it did. If it's Chris Sabat going just the facts with Chaos.
Yes.
World's funniest video game sells 30 million copies. Man, these premonitions have me legitimately excited for this game. I would like to thank my co-hosts for bringing in some strong stuff. And thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Gamer Premonitions. This show, like our other podcasts, is only possible with the generous time our co-hosts have given to us and the equipment we've bought to make it higher quality and easier to produce. Please consider supporting our podcast series on our Gigabooth Podcast Patreon and look forward to more Gamer Premonitions and Big Think Dimension in the future.